Okay, good evening or afternoon for all of you, everybody, from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Today we are going to begin Siman Shin Mem Si'if Aleph. This is page Kuf Pei Ches Amud Aleph, but we are starting from page 374, the beginning of Siman Shin Mem. So the title of this Siman is Kama Dinim Midvar Masurim B'Shabbos Kein Toldos Me'Avos. A lot of Dinim that are Asur on Shabbos, where there are Toldos that are similar to Avos, or something along those lines. So a potpourri of different Dinim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Asur Litol Sa'aro O Tiparno Bein B'Yad Bein B'Kli Bein Li'atzmo Bein Le'achirim. You're not allowed to take off your hair or your fingernails, whether you do it by hand or whether you use a utensil, whether you do it on yourself or whether you do it on somebody else. V'chayiv al shtei sa'aros, and your chayiv, you meaning you're going to be chayiv and onesh if you remove two hairs. Umalakit levanos mitoch shchoros afilu ba'achas chayiv. But if you're pulling out white hair from a generally black beard or black head of hair, so even if you pull out one hair, you're going to be chayiv. V'davar zeh afilu b'cholos mishum liyul b'shkev v'sim l'zisha. Happens to me to pull out white hairs from a generally black beard or head of hair is going to be also even during the weekdays because of Leil Bashkev Simlasisha. Hagav, Ayn Lel Sof Simashin Gimeldin, Srika V'Chafifa. We've already discussed the halachos of combing hair and scrubbing hair and things like that, so we're not going to get back into that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bein Biyad, Vuadin Bashinov. When we say that you're not allowed to remove fingernails with your hands, you're also not allowed to bite your fingernails on Shabbos. Bein Bekli, Afta Mechaber Hishviyad Lekli, even though the Mechaber says Yad and Kli are the same, that cutting with a nail clipper and cutting with your teeth or with your fingernails are the same, Hurakli Isura, that only means that they're both Usur. Debekulin Yesh Isur, Avalinin Chiyuva Yesh Chilik Benayan. But as far as the Chiyuv, as far as the Onesh, there's certainly a difference between them. Tebiyat Pata B'chol Gavni Shein Derech Kaziza B'kach B'chol O B'kli Chayiv B'chol Gavni Tavli Tol D'Gozes, that when you do it by hand, you're going to be Pater, it's Pater Avalasur. Whereas when you do it by with a Kli, then it's told of Gozes, and you're going to be Chayiv. Umash Kosev Acharkach, the Chayiv al Shtei Saros, Hu Dafka B'Kli. And when we say that you're Chayiv for pulling two hairs out, that's only if you do so with a Kli. If you do it B'Yad, you're not going to be Chayiv for pulling two hairs out, because you're never going to be Chayiv. It's always going to be only Derabbanan. So a person has to be very, very careful not to cut any fingernails, not to bite their nails, not to peel their nails. If a person has a habit of doing so, I used to have a habit of doing so. So what I started to do is I cut my nails really, 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 really short before Shabbos. So there's nothing to do. There's nothing to peel. There's nothing to bite. There's nothing. And then over time, you lose the habit entirely. So it's a good eitzah that we not only learn halacha, we learn good eitzahs also. Sivkat and Gimel. V'chayiv al beis sa'aros, and you're chayiv for shtei sa'aros. V'seir echad yesh bo yisuru d'oraisa k'mo kol chatzi shir shel kol yisurim. If you pull out one hair, it's still asur midoraisa, because it's still a chatzi shir, which is asur min ha'Torah, just like every other iser. V'chein adin b'kol melachos Shabbos lo bin b'hu shir l'inyan iser elin l'chiv chatos. And the same is true when it comes to all of melachos Shabbos. You don't need a shir as far as the iser is concerned. You only need a shir as far as becoming chayiv chatos. Ulinyan nitzilus tipardayim kosov el yirabba da'afilu al. He says, you know, we started by saying you're not allowed to pull out hairs and you're not allowed to remove your nails. But then he said, shtei sa'aros you're chayiv for. Well, how many nails are you chayiv for? So he said, a single nail is enough to be chayiv for. What happens if you have a woman that forgot to cut her nails before Shabbos and she has to go to the mikveh on Lel Shabbos? So masaka magen avram shetomer lo v'dgelulim litol biyad tavi shvus t'shvus makom mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says that she should tell a non-Jew to remove her fingernails by hand, and then it's a shvus to shvus, because it's amir la'akum, and the way the guy is doing it would anyway only be in a sedrabanan, because they're doing it by hand, not with a kli. Now if the guy says, ew, gross, I'm not going to bite your fingernails off and I'm not going to peel your fingernails off, I use a nail clipper, so it's they're not going to do it by yad, so then mutra al yado, then afilu bekli, then you could have a guy do it even bekli. And if there is no non-Jew available, near sheish lusmach b'shas adchak ala nikur shetinoker tachas atiporen ubelvat shetayein heitev shelo yebo shum tinuf. Then we can rely on the fact that you clean out whatever is underneath the fingernails, as long as you look really well, that to make sure that there's nothing, that there's no dirt underneath it. Meaning, if need be, you won't cut your fingernails and you'll go to the mikveh without cutting the fingernails, and you just have to make sure that that under the nails is perfectly clean. Afilu ba'achas chayiv. So we said, if you're pulling out a white hair hair from among black hairs, then even one hair you're going to be chayiv atam. Yishum dafil b'achas makbid shalo yinir kizakein. Because with even one hair, you're being makbid about that one hair that you shouldn't look old. L'kach hashiva melacha, and therefore it's considered a real melacha. U'betosefta yisadua din b'mlakech choros mitoch levanos. And the Tosefta says the same is true if you're pulling out black hairs among a head of white hair. Let's say you want to have a head of perfectly white hair, and there's one annoying black hair that's there. So to pull that black hair out is also going to be aser. So lo yilbash. And then we said even during the week to pull out a white hair from a head of black hairs is going to be aser because of lo yilbash. Shederach hanashim lahakbed al zeh lisnaus, that women are more concerned with vanity things like this than men are, and therefore it's considered to be the derech of nashim. V'atan nevar b'mikzas din melech sagziza. Once we're on the topic of melechas gozes, let me tell you some of the dinim of gziza. Says the Mishnah Berurah Aleph. Hagozis tzemer oseir bein min abehema bein min achaya chayiv. That a person who shears off wool or hair from an animal or from a domesticated animal or wild animal is chayiv. V'kama shiura l'chiyuv kedei litvos mimenu chut sharuch hakor v'larba tvachum l'arambam l'rashi machtzis misa. If you were able to spin a strand that is about 4 tvachum long according to the Rambam and according to Rashi about 2 tvachum long, that is the amount that you would be chayiv on. Beis hachiv shal gzizu hu bein kishkoz you're chayiv for gozes whether you're shearing it off of a live animal or even a dead animal. Even if it's just the skin of the animal that's already been pulled off of the flesh of the animal, you're going to be chayiv. V'davka gozes chiyuva b'kol gavni, and that's only if your gozes, if you actually shear it, avol tolish min achay pater. But if you yank it off of a chay, off of a living animal, you're going to be pater. Derech litlosh mishum dekayivla, because that's not a normal way to pull things off of an animal because it will hurt the animal. Eloligzos, it's a normal way to be gozes, to shear with a clipper or something off of an animal. Avalatolish biyad mina mesa, derech litlosh kamo ligzos. But if you're being tolish biyad from a dead animal, so then even if you yank it off, that is the derech, because it doesn't hurt the animal anymore. The animal's dead. And he says, therefore, if you wear a leather jacket, you wear something that is made with actual, genuine animal skin, you have to be careful if there are any hairs sticking out, not to pull those hairs on Shabbos. The same Chassidim says you're not even allowed to remove the lice from the skins. Ayin sham v'kol zeh b'behema v'chayiv. But all of this is only if it's an animal. Aval ba'ofos, but if it's a bird, dark on the hasyar notzitz al yidei tlisha kama b'behema al yidei gziza, ulefichach tolesh knaf mina'of, bein mechayim, bein le'achar misa, chayiv t'lishasan zuhi gizasan. This din, that if you yank it off of a live animal, you're not going to be chayiv, that's only by b'behema v'chayiv, but by an oaf, even yanking it off, you're going to be chayiv, because it is normal to yank a feather off of a bird. Gimel, hatovet semer min achai, pater bein min hatzviya, bein min hagziza, shein derech tviya gziza bekach, that if someone spins wool from a live animal, directly off of a live animal, you're pater on the spinning and on the gziza, because that is all considered to be shalo kederech. So that is the third din relating to goze. So tonight what we learned is, first of all, that you're not allowed to remove hair or fingernails, whether you do it by hand, by mouth, or by kli, or whether you do it on yourself, whether you do it on somebody else. Although if you do it by hand or by mouth, it's not going to be chayiv, it's going to be pater avalaser. Whereas when you do it by kli, you're going to even be chayiv. And then we said, how many hairs or nails do you need to remove? So with hair, generally shtei sa'aros, unless you're pulling out a white hair from among black or a black hair from among white, where it would only be se'ar achas. And when it comes to fingernails, any single fingernail would be included in the Isser. And then we pointed out that to pull out a white hair from among black hairs, one would be chayiv even during the week for lo yilbash gever simlas isha. And then the Mishnah Berurah concluded by telling us three dinim about the melacha of gozes. Number one, that gozes applies when you pull out an amount that's fit to make a string that's either 4 tvachim long or 2 tvachim long, depending which rishon you'll like. Number two, that the chiv of gziza is only when it's dark obekach, so it's not when you yank off of an animal, when you yank off of a live animal. If you yank off of a dead animal, that's dark obekach, and that is chayiv mishum gozes. And number three, we said that if it comes to to spinning a thread right off of the animal while it's still attached to the animal, you're going to be potter because that's considered ein derech. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, sometime tomorrow we will do Si'if Beis and maybe just Si'if Beis, I guess, right? So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do some of Si'if Gimel. Si'if Beis in the beginning of Si'if Gimel. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining me here from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh.